How do you feel, honey?
Oh, rotten enough to endow 5 hospitals.
Do you want me to get you another pillow?
No.
Put your arm under the covers, dear. You'll catch more cold.
I got a monopoly on it all now. So full of germs, I feel like a zoo.
Do you want me to make you some nice orange juice?
What you got to put in it?
Nothing.
What do you want me to do, drink straight orange juice or something?
Well, it's good for you. It's full of vitamin C.
You mean seeds, don't you?
No, I mean C. A, B, C, C.
Well, I don't want any of it anyway, even if it were full of my initials.
Don't you even feel a little better than you did? Your cough easier.
I ought to. I rehearsed all night.
Gee, you must feel terrible. With a fever and everything.
Yeah, the hope of dying is the only thing that's keeping me alive.
I wish I could... wish I knew something that was good for a sore throat, dear.
Good for it? Gee, why humor it?
I think I'd better call a doctor or somebody and ask him what to give you for a cold.
Well, he'd probably tell you a dozen handkerchiefs. Ain't got anything except a cold. A doctor can't do anything for that. There's only 2 things to do. Wait till it gets better or commit suicide.
Oh, gee, I wish there was something I could give you. Do you want some aspirin, honey?
No, I'm so full of pills now I rattle when I walk. Don't you worry about me none, baby. See, when this hoofer gets in the bed he can't get out of, it's going to be a lid on it.
I think I'd better take your temperature again. Your face is more flushed than it was.
I'm just blushing, that's all. I'm all embarrassed about being in bed with a cold.
Where'd I put that thermometer? Oh, yes, I remember. Here it is. Here. Put this under your tongue.
Hey, you collecting Fahrenheits or something? It's about the 8th time you're taking my temperature.
Shut up and suck this.
What direction?
Told you sap. Keep your mouth closed or it won't work.
What's this for, suction or heat?
Keep your mouth closed. Do you want me to get you a hot water bottle?
Yeah, for a beer, will you?
Keep your mouth closed. Would you like me to get you a damp towel?
No, just a blanket or a fog will be enough.
Will you keep your mouth closed?
Uh-huh.
How can I get your temperature with you pumping your chin all the time?
Well, I keep my mouth closed and answer your questions at the same time.
I suggest ventriloquism.
Here. Look at it and see if I come to a boil yet.
Gosh. You got a fever of 104. It's getting worse.
Wish I had a few shares of it. The only thing I've heard of it's gone up since the market crash.
Oh, gee, Val, you're sick.
Yeah, I could tell that from here.
Let's see your tongue.
I thought I can get out.
Well, gee, honey, it's coated.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but I couldn't tell whether it was coonskin or camel's hair.
You sure aren't yourself at all.
I know it. Maybe I'm tunny at the end of the 7th, huh? That's the way I feel.
It wasn't his throat that was sore.
Well, mine sure is. See, when I ate that oyster stew you made me, you know, I had to look and see if you'd taken the oysters out of the shells they scraped so on the way down. No fooling, baby. My throat's so sensitive I could swallow a couple of barons and they'd feel like a pair of dice. Yeah, like a pair of dice, but not heaven.
I bet those puns must smart your throat. They're so sour.
No, those are the sort of puns you make out of sourdough.
You aren't getting delirious, are you? No kidding, Val. I really think I ought to call a doctor.
Yeah, some of them ought to be called veterinaries. I don't need a doctor. They never do anybody any good. Yeah, the trouble with doctors is their patients. They got so much patience, they don't care if they get well or not. Listen, if you call a doctor, you just tell me I ought to do something silly, like, oh, go out and get some salt air. What chance I got of getting that?
Well, I might fan you with a herring.
Yeah, start an endurance contest with flying fish. Listen, kid, would you mind getting me a drink of water? It's so dry every time I cough, it looks like a sandstorm.
That's the fever that makes you feel that way.
Well, it may be a fever, but it sure brings back the old days when a guy could get a hangover without cheating your cigarette lighter. Thanks. Gee, this water tastes good.
I knew you'd like it if you ever tried it. Oh, Val, honey, what a horrible cough.
What's the matter with it? Was it off key or something?
No, but it sounded as if you were ripping your whole throat out.
Well, it feels as if I was coughing up a box of blocks.
Oh, my poor sniffling little baby. Don't you feel awful rotten?
Hey, lay off that baby talk, will you? I'll leave my bed of pain and smack you down. Anything I hate worse than baby talk, I don't know what it is, unless it's pink lemonade.
Listen, you simp. The only reason I was talking baby talk to you was that I thought it was about on a par with your intelligence. If I could have barked like a dog, I would have done that. Oh, honey, please don't do that anymore.
Hey, you don't think I'm doing it because I like it, do you?
I wouldn't put it past you, seeing as how you know it worries me.
Hey, what time is it? Go on in the living room and look at that modernistic clock of yours, will you? See if you can tell what time it is. It's too fancy for me. Clock's about as much use to me as a sundial in Pittsburgh at midnight.
Don't you like modernistic things?
No. Of course, we only did in the apartment a few days, but some of this furniture still got me stumped. Still can't tell a floor lamp from an ashtray. The only reason I can tell a chair from a table is a chair is harder to sit on. No fooling, baby. You gotta know geometry before you can even dust the stuff. You know, a Swedish masseur that used to work on the angles is the only guy who could get around this place without getting bruised. Anyway, go on in. see what time it is on that clock with a mask for a face and the feet for hands, will you?
Don't you get the covers off while I'm gone.
No, ma'am.
Were you coughing?
Huh? No. No. What time is it, huh?
6:30. Say, get back in bed. Where do you think you're going?
I'm going to get dressed. We can get down to the theater on time.
Are you crazy?
Well, I've been called eccentric. Hey, hand me my socks, will you? Now, listen, be careful you don't break the mainspring in the clock tonight.
You get right back in bed.
What are you going to do, wheel me down to the theater in it?
Well, Val, you can't go on tonight with that cold and that fever.
Now, listen, kid. That's where you're wrong. This hooker puts on his show as long as he's able to move, see? There's lots of people have paid their dough to see the Vernon Valentine. They're going to see us if I have to postpone dying.
Oh, yeah, but...
Listen, there ain't no buts. I ain't no ham, see? I'm a trooper. I'm in that show. The curtain's going up at 8:15. And I'm going to be on the boards when it goes, see? What do you think I am, a grand opera singer or something? Listen, kid, what gave us our break in big time? It wasn't Gallagher. It wasn't you and it wasn't me. It was those guys out front, the audience. They gave us a hand, see? And they smacked the old palms that meant lights for us. Well, you see, I ain't going to throw those guys down for a cold or a fever or a snowstorm or anything else. Because when you put your name in lights, that's like signing a contract for the audience that you put on a show for them and make it the best show that's in you. Hand me the socks.
Oh, but honey, can't you see that if you go on tonight, you're liable to catch more colds? If you stay in bed tonight, then maybe you'll be all right. Oh, gee, it ain't worth the chance to risk the contract.
Oh, hooey. Don't you get the idea?
Oh, Val, it's a lot of sentimental mush.
Oh.
Maybe you're right. Laverne and Valentine have never failed to go on yet. Oh, but gee, honey, if you get really awful sick, it wouldn't be worth it. It wouldn't be worth it if the Foots were diamonds. Oh, Val, if anything happens to you, I'll simply die.
Now, get away, get away. You can't kiss me. You catch my cold. Now, listen, kid, turn off the water power. Give me my socks, will you? And listen, wait a minute. Don't go up behind them. They're liable to kick you.
Here they are. I'll get the rest of your clothes. Are you going to wear that circus suit?
Yeah, bring it out. Might as well get all the wear out of it that's in it.
Well, if you could get all the checks out of it, you could open a bank account that would buy you your 3 squares if you lived to be as old as your jokes.
Well, you know, an egg is only as old as its yolk.
Mm-hmm. That's what I read in the family albumen.
Hey, who started this shell game anyway?
I don't know. Do you think we ought to rooster her out of the nest?
No, maybe she just got a little fried.
No, she's too hard-boiled for that. She comes from Easter Main Street.
Oh, no, not little Egbert.
No, Henry.
Oh, so that's what's been making him so cocky, huh?
Say, this is getting kind of foul. Do you think we better quit?
Sure, I'm game.
Oh, you win. Now get dressed. If you're going to be fool enough to go to the theater, I haven't time to play with you anymore.
Listen, hand me my pants over there, will you?
Here.
Now, there's only one bad thing about putting on pants. That is, you can't do it with both feet on the floor.
Why, Val, you're white as a sheet.
Yeah. I'm going to a Ku Klux Klan meeting.
You're trembling, darling.
I knew I shouldn't eat that gelatin. Don't get excited, kid. You know, after a guy's been in bed all day, he's bound to be a little shaky and weak. I'll be all right in a minute.
Oh, honey, you oughtn't to go on tonight.
Forget it. I'm going on, see? If I have to have 12 guys carry me on. What's that old crack about those writer guys always putting stories? Yeah, the show must go on.
Yeah, but...
Listen, you're going to start crying. I can see it coming. Now, cut it out. Will you cut it out? The only dame that got any place by crying was Lillian Gish.
I wasn't either going to cry. Why should I cry over you, you darling?
Listen, get away. Get away. Do you want a cold?
I wish I could have yours.
You're going to get it if you don't stay away from me.
I wouldn't stay away from you if you had smallpox.
All right. Well, get your hat and coat. Let's go.
Oh, gee, Val. You look like a ghost.
Well, if I didn't feel so low, I'd make a pun out of that ghost gag. You probably could see through it.
Oh, your jokes are easy enough to see through. Most of them are so transparent that you can't tell what they are.
Oh, yeah. Come on, let's go. We'll be late.
All right. Let me take your arm.
Hey, what do you think I am? Sick or something?
I'm afraid you are.